Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. The Indianapolis Public Schools are kicking off a campaign today to get dropouts and students who have left IPS to return to the school system to get their diplomas. Volunteers will make house calls to students and their parents to point out the options IPS offers and to encourage students to attend registration fairs that start this Saturday. The voter registration controversy surrounding Secretary of State Charlie White is spurring calls for changes to Indiana election law. White, members of the State Recount Commission, and the Indiana Democratic Party all say that state law needs to better account for non-traditional families and unusual living situations. The Recount Commission ruled last week that the Republican could keep his job as the state's chief elections officer. An autopsy is scheduled to be performed today on the body of a woman found Sunday in Fall Creek. Indianapolis police say the badly decomposed body was found lodged in debris in Fall Creek near Shadeland. There's been interest from police in Bloomington and Noblesville, who have been investigating the disappearances of 20-year-old IU student Lauren Spear and 74-year-old Dorothy May Hurd of Noblesville. No word on the fate of a Purdue University football player who disappeared Sunday from a party at Lake Freeman near Monticello. 22-year-old senior Sean Maddie of Minnesota was last seen swimming. Workers with the Department of Natural Resources searched the lake and nearby lands on Monday. WFYI weather for this afternoon, sunny skies with a high of 87. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 67. Mostly sunny tomorrow and Thursday with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high 88, Thursday's high 84. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.